Let's move on to the next one then, please.
350, request of Catherine Smith to address council regarding Portland and Tigard Police.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Catherine Smith. Dear Mayor Hales and City Commissioners, I have to return here again to testify because those Tigard cops, who I've mentioned before, are still shooting me 20 to 24 hours a day remotely with microwave weapons, ultrasound weapons, voice-to-skull command weapons, lead-to-machine sleep deprivation, etc. And they say they're still shooting my son with these when he's sleeping to give him cancer. Mayor Hales, you are the police commissioner with authority to make Portland police do their legal duty to protect people. Could you tell me why haven't you talked to them about this issue as they torture and mutilate me daily with these weapons?
We have talked to them. Keep going, Catherine.
Okay. They have hundreds of other targets in Portland, including kids. Many people they use voice-to-skull weapons on to make them commit suicide, or they incriminate them because voice-to-skull weapons are mind-control weapons. Cops have legally had them since 1994. Sergeant McCormick, previous police chief Reese, and it appears Commander Day and others cover up for these assaults and attempted murder, doing nothing to stop them. Mayor Hales, I know that you are smart enough to do all the tasks you have to do to be the mayor of Portland, and I think you are smart enough to listen to and look at the evidence and to know that these assaults are happening. You can and should talk again, since you said you already did, to those Portland cops and Larry O'Day, the new police chief, about this. Sergeant McCormick is taking, or you could say stealing, some or all of my reports addressed to Police Chief Larry O'Day, thereby doing a facilitation of murder to me and my son. Remember the motive of the cover-up I told you all before. Many of the cops don't want the public to know they have these kinds of weapons, so they don't want court cases about them. Many of them threaten, slander, intimidate, and do false arrests on us, so we will shut up about this. And that sure doesn't sound like they're complying with the Department of Justice by improving their training, policies, and actions to not do excessive force to people or to not allow other cops to do that to us in Portland. Internal police review, that's IPR, has no authority to order Portland police to protect us. Project Respond has no authority to make Portland police protect us. Tigard Police Department is very corrupt, and many of their cops told me if I ever go there again to report them, they'll kill me. Your office assistant keeps repeating the same useless advice she got from another employee there, telling me to report those assaults to Tigard Police. And finally, Mayor Hales, when you don't do anything that resolves this, it makes you look negligent.
Thank you. You take care. Stop up at my office and talk to Cindy, and she will get you some help, okay?
Okay, but do you know the last time I went up there, she said your office can't do anything to help?
Well, she'll try, okay? So go on up.
Catherine, is this your current address, the Tigard address?
That Tigard address is my mailing address.
Okay.
Is that where you live?
No, where I live right now is a Fairfield, but those they burn me there every night. I'm not going to be staying there. I'll be going back to safes any day now.
Okay, take care.